Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to you, all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast FM, Google Play, and of course, my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room, I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor, of course, is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, I thank all of you who are tuning in. And, of course, tonight I am going to be sharing podcast hosting the organized way. And it's so interesting because as I speak to you, I basically had to clear off my windowsill because those of you who live in the East Coast, specifically in Philadelphia, know we just had a major downpour. And I noticed that water was coming in my window, so I thought it was coming in one window, then it was coming in a second window, now it's coming in a third window. Of course, I have a someone coming over to look at them, and because I live in a building, so all you have to do is kind of pick up the phone, which is one of the things I love. So you may hear a doorbell ring. You may hear me talking to somebody, but I am here for you tonight because I refuse to let all of this kind of distract me. And actually, this is good because if you are going to be a podcast host, you cannot let things like this deter you, take you off of focus. So, getting back to the show, of course, I'll be sharing with you some things on how to be an organized podcast host. And, of course, I will be sharing some tips, as I always do on my Taylor's Tip Time. And then I'll be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion, and I have a surprise that I will be offering all of you out there, and you just kind of have to listen. So after I kind of do the first segment, before I get into all the tips, I'm going to be sharing something with you, so I want you to kind of stay tuned. But before, of course, I kind of share just some things about my history in podcasting. I wanted to share about you about the history of podcasting. And, of course, podcasting, first known as auto-blogging, has its roots dating back to the 1980s with the advent of internet and portable digital audio playback devices such as the iPod. Podcasting began to catch hold in the late 2004. Today, there are more than 115,000 English language podcasts available on the internet and dozens of websites available for distribution at little or no cost to the producer or the listener. So I wanted to share that with you. So for those of you who do not know, and you'll probably hear me walking around because I hear some more water, so therefore I've got to get another towel. I have been podcasting since 2007. And so with that, over 300 shows. And basically, I started, and I have over 1 million downloads, and I have over 100 guests. So I started kind of checking all those little statistics and everything, et cetera. So the first question is how did I get started? A lot of people want to know how I got started in podcasting. And I was encouraged by a woman by the name of Ann Strickland, who has a podcast as well, to start a podcast to share what I know about organizing. She said, people need to know. And that's how I got started. When I started it once a month for half an hour. And then eventually changed my time. I was doing Saturdays. But then I found, for me, Monday works the best. And that's what I would suggest for you, all of you out there who are listening. Find a day and a time that works best for you. So what does it involve? Well, basically, podcasting involves all you really need is a phone line and a computer, and sometimes you don't even need a computer. And it depends on other little things that you may have. You may have sound bites, et cetera. But before, I could do this actually without a computer, but now I have a computer, et cetera, to do it. And also, I do have a headset as well. But tonight, and most nights, so sometimes this is the sound quality. So, and actually tonight, I am using my cell phone because just in case I have to go and answer the door, I don't want to have the headset on. The next thing is, another question is, how do I keep from getting overwhelmed? Because when you have a podcast, there are some people who just, you know, get on the air and just do their podcast. And then there's others like me who like to be a little bit more organized. So basically, there's a lot of planning that goes into my podcast. I set a schedule when I work on the aspects of the show. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you will have all of this, but just because of the types of shows I do and what I want to bring to the shows, I have a lot of planning, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you will as well. And each week I allot a specific amount of time to work on my ideas, contact potential guests, maybe doing, you know, my little Google research on a specific topic. But that's how I prevent from getting overwhelmed, is I put a lot of planning in it. And I set a schedule, as those of you know. And for me, right now, I'm already have my guest ideas for I've already contacted guests for September. And that is just because the guests I contact are people who I know are gurus in their field, and I need to get on their calendar and their schedule as soon as possible. So another question I am asked sometimes is, how do I stay organized doing all of this? Because I not only do podcasts, but of course those of you who work with me know I go into people's homes and do organizing. Actually, today I was in a client's office and doing organizing. I also do speaking. I do webinars. I do trainings. And, of course, in addition to all that, then I have to manage my team. So I first make sure, of course, the basics is my desk has to be clear when I do my podcast. I have to have nothing else on my desk when I am doing my podcast except for my my notes, my water, and that's it. And I have systems to organize any information I need for the show. And it could be, I still have a binder, and usually my binder just has my guest ideas all over the past 5 years. But most of my stuff is very organized on my desktop. So I have everything on there. And that's how I stay organized, and that's how I have been distractions. The next thing is for somebody who is thinking about getting started, I would say just do it, because that's what I did. I just did it. I just picked a day, a time, and I just did it. And that's the same way I did when I did my Periscope. I just did it. It was, now, because I am a more organized person, I do things a little differently than other people. Some people are very great at doing things spontaneously. I'm not one of them. And I've gotten to a place where I like to have a specific message, a specific goal for each and every show. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to follow that same rule. That is what I do, and that's what works for me. So just do it. Decide what message you want to share each week and the best venue to do it. I have been very, very, opportunities just opened up for me. And, of course, I just went after them. I mean, I started here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm grateful for Blog Talk Radio because they still provide me with so many different opportunities to do my show, but also to generate revenue from the show, which is something that you can think about at a time. But then once I started doing Blog Talk, the next thing I knew, opportunity to share what I do on iTunes and then Stitcher Radio, then TuneIn. And of course, you hear me at the beginning, all the different ones. And of course, if you're listening to it via one of those vehicles right now, just send me an email. Go to janetmtaylor.com, the contact page, and say, "Hey, Janet, I'm listening to you via, I would just love," and also what country you're from, what city, state, country. I would love to know that as well. But decide on the venue. And do your research and find out what venue is best for you and your audience, because there are so many different venues. And depending on your audience, there may be another venue that will work for you. The kind of, reiterate, because I'm going to share how I organize myself. But just, I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of background. So, of course, I share with you how I got started. As I share with you, you can have a telephone and a computer. You can just have a telephone, actually, and do this. Or a tablet. Make sure you plan. Even if you do nothing but just plan your topics, do some type of planning. Because I feel that when you do that, you will be a lot more successful than if you just decide, it's Monday night, we got to do a show. That helps you from getting overwhelmed with the whole process, and it helps you grow it as well. As I shared, I've done over 300 shows, over 1 million listeners. So it could be listeners, it could be downloads, a total over 1 million. And it's because of you, it's because of other people who listen to this show. And of course, just do it. If you have decided that this is something that you want to do, just do it. Just do it. And this is what I wanted to share with you, because I know a lot of you out there are really, truly thinking about starting a podcast, growing your podcast. So this is what I want you to do. If you are at a place that you want to grow your podcast, start a podcast, I want you to go to my website, janetmtaylor.com. I want you to send me, fill out the contact page, and say, "Janet, I'm starting a podcast. Janet, I want to grow my podcast," because what I am thinking of doing, and I just want to do this only if there is a need for it, of having a Q&A with me via the telephone, and I may do telephone, I may do video, I'm not sure. Because you can even just pop your questions in and I could just kind of answer them all. But I really want to provide you with some information. Actually, I want to kind of give you some, like 10 things that I've learned on how to be a successful podcaster. And that's what I want to do. It's like about 9 or 10 things that I really want to share with you. Because there are a lot of people who I know who have decided to, when I started podcasting, they wanted to do a podcast. copycat, which, you know, we all do it. We all see something somebody does and we just jump in. But there were things that they didn't do, which they should have done, which is why they've only done one or two episodes or maybe six episodes, and they haven't done any more. So I want to give you those nuggets. So, again, if you would be interested in finding out what those nuggets are, and I'm doing this for free, I'm not charging, this will be a free call with me. You would just go to my website. Even if you are already on my email list, go to my website, janetmtaylor.com. Go to the contact page. I want to learn how to grow my podcast, or I want to learn how to start it, either or I just want to learn how to podcast me. So, and I will share with you some nuggets that I have learned, one of which is even if your windows are leaking and you've got tiles on the windowsill, but if you have got a show to do and you know that somebody may be listening, then despite all everything else, you need to do it. I mean, right now I'm sitting here waiting for my doorbell to ring at any time and hoping I can continue with the flow of this conversation without being disturbed, but that is something I want to share with you. I'll probably do a little abbreviated version of this tonight, but, of course, feel free to post something in the chat room, or if you have a specific question about podcasting only, about how to be more organized, 646-478-5386. That's 646-478-5386, and that's podcasting only. So be sure. And I'm not, don't want to be rude to anybody, but I just want to talk about podcasting tonight. Of course, if you have an organizing question, I would be more than happy to. But there are times, as you will know, when you become a podcast host, you will get sometimes prank callers too. So those were my, just some little things I wanted to share with you. So I'm going to go to a quick little commercial, and then I'm going to take a sip of water, and then I'm going to come back with some things to just help you that have helped me.
Hello, this is Lynn Edwards from Virtual Excellence, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And that is the wonderful Lynn Edwards. And, of course, if you send me that little email via my contact page, I will. There are so many little things that I really want to share with you about podcasting, but that's beyond the branding part. And also, I have decided, because so many people have come to me, that I will begin, which I will share with you briefly, but I will start working with people, just helping them get started. So if if that's something of interest to you, you can please let me know that. But I will start working with people. And when I say working with people, I mean helping you, one, decide on the types of hair yourself to really go after the big guests. As you know, I've had IKEA, I've had Bed Bath & Beyond, Closet and Storage Concepts. So there's a way, and of course, one of the ones I was excited about was Restore, which is a division of Habitat for Humanity. So how to prepare yourself to go after those clients. You just don't, ask them, hey, can you be on my podcast? No, there's certain things you have to have in place. So for those of you listening, if you really want to, go out there and do it and how to package yourself, then definitely send me an email and listen so I can, kind of just have a conversation with you on how to really, the nuggets on how to have a successful podcast. So share with some other things with you as well. So our sponsor, wonderful sponsor, which is something that you, those of you in podcasts, that you think about, is Audible. And it's offering every listener a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You can download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized to get started. And for those of you listening, my audio book selection this week, and you can have this for free plus a 30-day trial, is How to Podcast, the Equipment, Strategy, and Podcasting Skills You Need to Reach Your Audience. Again, How to Podcast, the Equipment, Strategy, and Podcasting Skills You Need to Reach Your Audience. And this is by Colin Gray. And he basically will share with you what are podcasts and how do they work, all the ways to subscribe to a podcast, what equipment you need to create a podcast, details, the best kit to buy, down to model numbers, microphones, digital recorders, headsets, mobile apps, etc. So he goes into all that detail. So again, How to Podcast by Colin Gray is my audio book selection for this week. So moving right along, Until It's Tip Time. And Until It's Tip Time, I wanted to share with you my process on how I do it. Basically, I always, this is pre-show, and this is pre-show because you have to have your, there's so many different ways you need to schedule and set your, and plan and prepare. But basically, I always make sure I organize my thoughts, and usually that's just on piece of paper and pencil in regards to ideas, in regards to different types of topics I want to bring, and all the different research that goes into that. So that's number one. The next thing I do is I always confirm my guests. And even sometimes when I do confirm my guests, they still don't show up, and I'll even share with you when we do the call my good and bad and my ugly experiences with guests, just to prepare you. I always make sure my space is clear before, again, I do the podcast. I cannot be distracted with all the piles in the paper. I shut everything down about 30 to 45 minutes before I do the show. Of course, the night was just a little, you know, a few minutes, like a 2 minutes before the show, I'm running and getting towels. And I really get myself mentally, especially when I am bringing on a guest and I'm going to interview that guest. I want them to feel welcome. I want them to feel comfortable. And I want us to have a great conversation so that I can bring information that's valuable to you. And I want you to have fun, too. You need to have fun. You should have fun. So, again, I organize my thoughts and organize your thoughts. What are your thoughts? And even as you begin to think about your podcast, grow your podcast, what do you want to bring to the world? And that's really what you're doing. It's the world. It's not just Corner. It is the world with podcasts, because you will be surprised. And I am surprised that sometimes the country where people are actually listening to the podcast. You want to always do things. If you're bringing on a guest, just to confirm, things happen. You want to clear your space so that you will feel, even though you may be sitting at a desk or sitting in the bed, you want to feel like you are in a studio. I mean, there's different reasons why people do podcasts, and there's different reasons why people do them at home or go to a studio. But you just want to really give yourself that professional feeling. And that's why I sit at a desk. Even when the one time I came home right after I had surgery, I was sitting at a desk. You know, of course, if I fell out, my girlfriend was right here, but I sat at a desk. And you want to do your own ritual. I need to shut everything down, shut all the news out, all the to-do list, all the things, the million and one things that are running through my mind, and focus. And I always want to have fun. So those are just some things. Those are just some things. Let me get back to my screen. There we go. So I'm hoping you're finding this information helpful. Once again, you know, sign up if you want just some nuggets, if you want to really have a Q&A with me, go to my website, janetmtaylor.com, and we can have a nice little Q&A. It's a free call, but I really want to do this to help you move that podcast, get that podcast started. So moving on to my mailbag, of course, thank you all for following me via social media. Thank all of you who follow me via Periscope. I get so excited when I do my Periscope on Saturday. I did my last Periscope on how to maximize your space by your closet by 50%. Maximize the closet by 50% coming Saturday. I'm going to be sharing with you how you can organize with just basic things in your home without even spending any money. It's all the stuff that you probably throw out that you can use to organize stuff. So I'm going to be sharing it on this week's Periscope. And if you're not already following me on Facebook, be sure to, because at some point I am going to do a Facebook Live. I haven't figured out yet what my topic is, what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to share. So I just want to just say hello to all of you out there via Facebook. So, of course, tomorrow is Tuesday. Today is Monday. It's a stormy Monday night, but tomorrow is Tuesday. So I want you to go through and just do some type of digital delete. Delete the images and the documents that you no longer need, the drafts you no longer need, are just taking up valuable space. And specifically, because you're doing podcast, you may have MP3s that are taking up a lot of space, because I know I did. I had so many MP3s of all of my guest interviews when I do the interviews, and then they, you know, because of their schedule, they're not able to be live. So I had so much on my computer. So I basically made sure I emailed them a copy, and then once they got it, and then I started going through and just deleting all that, because I really don't need those MP3s again. Once they've been uploaded, I don't use them again. Let's go to our phones, let's go to our tablets, let's go to our laptops and our desktops and get rid of images, get rid of documents, get rid of audios, get rid of MP3s, get rid of videos too, because we have those as well. You know, you take a video, you may upload it, then you upload it to YouTube, you upload it everywhere else, and you still have it on your phone. So let's get rid of that stuff. So that's my topic today. So for my app suggestion this week is AnyDo, A-N-Y, dot do, and it's for the Android, and then there's an app called Do for your iPhone. And these are just reminders, because once you start doing your podcast, you may want to give yourself reminders to do certain things as it revolves around your podcast. So those are some great things and some great apps that can help you stay on track and stay on target. Product suggestion is my Bungalow collapsible storage boxes. They're great if you have information, you've got products, you know, maybe you have a guest and maybe they have a, you know, you have guests who have books and publications or products, or maybe there's products that you want to talk about, or props, etc. But those are great that you can use those to store information and products that you need for your podcast. But also, and then my repurpose suggestion is an LP transformed into a magazine rack. So you can organize magazines. Maybe you can put mail in there or maybe some other type of information. But that's a great repurpose suggestion. So my app suggestion, product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion, you can find on my Pinterest page. And I have boards for each of those. I have my apps to keep you organized, products to keep you organized, and, of course, my nice little repurpose board as well. So be sure to follow me on Pinterest if you're not already doing so as well. Well, my quote for the week is, the best time to start was yesterday. Now, Remember that. Best time to start. Because we procrastinate sometimes. We don't want to do it. I'm going to start that podcast. And I'll do it tomorrow. But the best time to do it is now. Do it now. Do it now. And that's why I felt, because we're getting into the fall, that's why I said, let me come on and just kind of hopefully motivate you. If you've already doing it, great. Then just take it to another level. So next week, we'll be going to back to school because it's getting it. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe next week will be August. But next week, we're back to school organizing tips with Rowena Liz. I'm excited. So that's next week. Then the following week, we'll be talking about how to kind of organize ourselves. We're not always on the technology, and we can communicate with each other. And then, of course, how to organize yourself with just the craft and your creative materials and resources. And then we will have My Body Passport. And let me tell you, I had a meeting with one of the creators of My Body Passport, and I cannot wait to bring that interview because that is a product for everybody. I'm so happy I have mine, and I started filling it out. You can actually go to mybodypassport.com if you really want to find out all about it. But it is a great product, and it gives you, it basically allows you to list everything. Because one of the allergies, in addition to being allergic to shrimp and seafood, shellfish, I'm also allergic to iodine. So to be able to put that in a specific place, and so should anything happen to me, and people can just go through there and see all of my allergies and all of the operations and all of the test, the latest test results in one location, it is fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that. Then, of course, September, I'm excited because I get to bring to you one of my clients who has managed multi-million dollar contracts. I'm going to ask a question how she does it. I mean, I know how she does it, but really, how does she do it? Pros and cons. Everybody's like, oh, I want a $1 million contract. Well, it's not that easy managing it. You got to know how to manage that. So I have her. Then I have a wonderful woman coming on, and she's going to be sharing with us about balance. She's actually going to be coming because my birthday falls on a Monday this year. So she's going to be talking about balance and how it is attainable. And then I've got a couple of others as well. I'm excited about August as well as September, some of the guests I am bringing to you. And, of course, you know, it's interesting how life is, because when I first decided to do this show, then I realized what day it was. And actually, this is the 15th anniversary of the passing of my wonderful dear mom, who I miss dearly. You know, when I was looking at her pictures, and I was like, wow, I really, really miss you. But I'm saying all that to say that, you know, life goes on. You know, unfortunately, I didn't start the show until after she passed away, so she never really knew I was a podcast. But I know she's proud. I know she would have been proud of me either way. But I'm telling you, and I just hope that, you know, somebody out there listening is encouraged and is motivated that despite what people may say about you, if you feel that you want to do this, then go right ahead and do it. You know, there are people who have told me that my show would be boring, and I think I've shared this with a lot of you, but here I am. In 2016, so it's been a few years, and I'm still here. I'm not going to say it's been easy. It's been challenging. It has been a lot of fun. I've got to meet so many wonderful people. But also my listeners, I get to connect with them as well. So if you're out there and you're thinking, can I really do this? Because every day, every Monday, I get up. Every Monday night, about 7:45, I sign on. About 7:50, I connect with my guests. and at 8 o'clock, it's showtime. And even though a lot of times I'm nervous, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Like tonight, I'm like, okay, are they going to come while I'm in the middle of the show? And actually, you know, the show is winding down now. The doorbell's going to ring. Are they going to come in? Of course, now I hope because it's getting close to 9 o'clock that, and it's close to my bedtime because I've got a big day tomorrow. I'm with a client for a couple of days. So will they come in and disturb my sleep? But, hey, that's life. But, you know, I just hope that whether you are, you know, working full-time, take care, family, going to school, but you've got this desire to start a podcast and share your message. And you know what? Somebody's going to listen. I would have never, ever imagined when I started this that many people or globally would listen to my message. Because when I started, I may have had what I have now for one show, one day, I would have maybe in a month, I would bring in those numbers in the beginning. But I kept at it because when you are passionate about what your message is, it's going to get out and people are going to share. And I think one of the things that I really like is when guests come back and they say, hey, Janet, someone says that they heard me on your show. So that makes me feel really good as well. So with that, I hope all of you out there, especially those of you who are in the States, who are going through the heat wave, that you continue to stay hydrated, you continue to protect yourself with sunscreen, you continue to heed to the warnings of the news when they tell you, you know, the things you should and shouldn't do, and you check on other people. And, of course, when I'm giving you these little announcements like you really don't know this, but I just feel like saying. And, of course, if you're in the rain, you know, just be careful because we've had some severe thunderstorms here. And, of course, if you have just, you know, decided to do some type of podcast and all of a sudden the night that you do it, the day, the time that you do it, seems like everything is just, you just keep pushing. You keep pushing. Okay, so what, the roof is leaking. Put a bucket under it and keep on moving. You'll probably hear this story again, but I'll never forget when I had surgery on a Thursday, and it was the goal, the plan was for me to come home on Saturday. Thursday, I was supposed to come on Saturday. But then they said Thursday, oh, you can go home tomorrow, Friday. Unfortunately, I had some complications. I didn't come home until Monday about 7:30. And I had not prepared to have anybody else host the show because I assumed if I got home Saturday, that was Sunday, all day Monday, because at that time I wasn't doing anything else, I would be fine for the show. So I basically got from my hospital bed into the car, into the seat I'm sitting in now, and did the show. And, of course, I mean, as I said, there was somebody here with me. So, but that is because I knew. I committed to doing this. I gave my word, and I wanted to do it. So, you know, before you decide to do a show, what is your commitment? That's what I'm going to leave you with. What do you want to be committed to? Do you want to do a weekly show? I know people who do weekly 2-3 hour shows. I unfortunately cannot do that. I have cut my show back to 45 minutes. So, but what do you want to do? Do you want to do a monthly show? Then that's okay. Whatever you want to do. When I started, I was a monthly show, a half an hour. Now I'm a weekly show. I started at an hour, but now I'm back to 45 minutes. And I know people who have successful shows and they do a weekly show for 30 minutes. What do you want to do? This is your podcast. This is your life. What do you want to do? What do you want to contribute? What do you want to bring? So that's my question to you. for those of you who send me that message and say, hey, Jan, I want to be on a Q&A call with you, because I'm going to be sending out a nice little private message. It's not going to be an e-blast thing. So let me know, and as I get requests, I will do it. So with that, what do you want to bring to the world? What do you want? What message do you want to bring? What message do you want to bring? So I hope that this show has been informative to you. It's something that I wanted to do. I wanted to share just a little bit, but I really want to dig deeper into the call. If you know somebody who wants to start a podcast, please be sure to share this show with them as well. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, I want you to have an organized week. Stay cool, stay safe.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.